This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And Samantha wasn't with us the last couple of weeks, but I was talking in my last two programs about characteristics of abusers, and I thought today we could talk about, maybe review that just a little bit, and then Samantha's going to tell us a little bit about her experience, and she's been in a couple of abusive relationships, and maybe give some concrete examples of how this happens in someone's life. But let's review a little bit about some of the things I talked about over the last couple of weeks. We talked about the characteristics of an abuser are he's jealous, very jealous, and possessive, and wants to know where you are at all times, what you're doing, wants a quick commitment in a relationship.
Exactly, and maybe calling you a million times a day, and you're at first you're thinking, oh, he adores me, but it's to keep up with what you're doing.
Right, it's flattering. And that's one of the things I think people need to be aware of is that, you know, you as a victim may have one thought process. You're thinking about a relationship in a certain way, and you're assuming that the abuser, your partner, is thinking the same way. Well, that's not necessarily the case. Y'all may be on entirely different wavelengths.
Exactly.
And so what's going on in your mind, that's not necessarily what's going on in his mind.
And there's financial control. I've talked to women who are bringing in a paycheck of their own and are questioned to pieces about how they spent their money. Even something as insignificant to me as $2 or $3 or $4.
Right.
And I've had professional women tell me this, and it's, looking back on things now, that's incredible to me.
And it's all about control, isn't it? I mean, it's control of the finances, oftentimes control of the car.
Yeah, you'll pull back in the driveway, and he may say, well, you couldn't possibly have just gone to Ingalls. You know, it looks like maybe you had to have gone all the way over to Spruce Pine from Burnsville. And they'll look at the mileage.
Right. And, let's talk about some of the things that happened to you in the past. And you were telling me about a relationship where you almost married someone who was extremely abusive. And you experienced some of these controlling situations and violence in that relationship before you even got married.
I did. And as an older woman looking back, I see the signs. When I was 25, 26, I didn't. And I have been asked by several people to step forward as an executive director of a domestic violence program and share my story. In the past, I would make a reference to it but not really share it. But I was not raised in domestic violence. I was an only child. I was doted on by two caring parents who maybe would yell at each other, but they never hit each other. And so it came as a big surprise to everyone when I got caught up into this relationship in 1990.
And you were kind of out of the mainstream with that background, because most of the victims that we see come from a relationship in their family where there was violence going on. So they observed
exactly.
It as children.
But it does happen. It happens to, as our shelter manager shared, she did not grow up in that type of family. And so oftentimes we are embarrassed and don't want to admit it, and our families are embarrassed and don't want to admit it, so we tend to sweep it under the rug a bit more than folks who maybe were more accustomed to it. But it happens.
The good side of that, though, is that you have a point of reference, a positive point of reference, that when things got out of control, you can look back and say, well, this really didn't happen. This isn't the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly. I had a reserve of self-esteem to pull from, and a lot of people don't have that.
And so you were in two relationships, and I want to get into some more details about this next week. But in the meantime, I think we should give some phone numbers in case people out there want to talk and get some more information about this. So give us some phone numbers in Yancey County.
Exactly. In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056. Our business line is 678-3436.
And there's somebody there 24 hours a day to answer that. You can call in Mitchell County 24 hours a day. Our number, the hotline number, is 765-4044, 765-4044.
And I want to remind folks, both of our agencies are also the sexual assault agency for our respective
counties.
That's
right. So we'll continue here next week. And in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.